The bracha of Asher Yatza starts off, Asher Yatza is Adam HaChachma, who created man with wisdom. And the truth is, in order to fully appreciate the bracha of Asher Yatza, whether it's at the beginning of the day, which is really essentially a bracha thanking Hashem for being created physically, thanking Hashem for our bodies, or whether it's Asher Yatza that we will say numerous times, at different points in the day after being excused, the idea is still the same. Asher Yatza es Adam HaChachma. We're created with tremendous wisdom. So it's important to appreciate what that wisdom is in order to come to a deeper Hakara of the Rabbeinu Shalayla. The wisdom that we're specifically speaking about is the way that the body ingests food and ingests waste. So let's think about what the body does, what the Chachma is. So our body breaks down the food that we eat to get nutrients and energy that it needs in a process called digestion. And lots of body parts are involved in this digestion, which makes up the digestive system. So the truth is, many of us think of it just happens in our stomach, but really the process actually starts in the mouth. When we see and smell the meal we're about to eat, our mouths start to water. The liquid in our mouths, which we call saliva, gets the process of digestion starting even before we've taken the first bite of food. When we sink our teeth into our food, the saliva begins to break down the chemicals in the food, and this makes the food easier to swallow. When we've chewed the food sufficiently, our tongue helps to push the smaller bits of food into the second part of the digestive system, the esophagus, the food pipe. The muscles in the walls of the esophagus squeeze the food down our throats into our stomach. But the stomach is really where the process of digestion really gets going. It's like a mixer. The stomach churns up the bits of food we eat into smaller and smaller pieces. The walls of the stomach have strong muscles that help mash up the food. Our stomach walls also produce gastric juices that contain acids that work to dissolve the food and also kill any dangerous bacteria that might have been in the food. Where does it go from there? From the stomach, the meshed up food mixture moves to our small intestine, which actually isn't small at all. It's a long tube that's all coiled up inside us beneath the stomach, and if you stretch it out at about 22 feet, nothing small about the small intestine. In the small intestine, what happens? The food mixture from the stomach is broken down even further with the help of juices produced by three important organs, the pancreas, the liver, and the gallbladder. The organs produce special digestive juices that help our body absorb all the vitamins and nutrients in the food that we eat. This part of the process can take time, and therefore the food mixture from the stomach can spend up to four hours making its way through the small intestine, as the body uses special digestive juices to produce minerals, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats in the food mixture. I mean, they're all being processed there in the small intestine. By the time the work of the small intestine is done, the parts of the food mixture our body can use are just a thin, watery mixture. And that thin, watery mixture then passes from the small intestine into our blood and then onto the liver for further processing. The parts of the food mixture that our body cannot use passes into the large intestine. Large intestine is like, it's wider than the small intestine, but it's only about 5 foot long. And the point is that the parts eventually travel through the remainder of the digestive system until you eliminate them with a trip to the bathroom. When we're talking about Asher Yatza es Adam HaChachma, stop, appreciate, and thank Hashem for the most incredible system ever.